Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben, Mr. Roethlisberger, what's been your approach to this Titans game?
Try not to turn the ball over and just do things to help the team win the game. If we keep winning football games, I'll keep trying to do that.
Yeah, he's done that well so far, protecting the football, being efficient. Let's talk about the quarterbacks for just a moment, because there's a million different things going into this game. We've talked about strength against strength, right? Derrick Henry against the Steelers' run defense. We've talked about injuries on both sides. Devin Bush, obviously. Mike Hilton probably not going to play in this one. Taylor Lewan out for Tennessee. Might not have A.J. Brown either at wide receiver.
Right.
All these things that roll up into this game, let's just distill it down to the quarterbacks. And quite simply, who do you have more faith in to win this thing for their team if they're presented the opportunity to do so as the last quarterback to touch the ball? Because Ben Roethlisberger has a very big history of being that guy. But Ryan Tannehill, likewise, has a history of being that guy, especially since he got to Tennessee.
Well, yeah, and that's something I want to bring up. I'm not ready to answer that question right now. I will in a second. Tannehill, 83% of the red zone trips that they've had since he's taken over as starter for Mariota, they've scored on. No team has scored on that over the span that Tannehill's been the starter. And this is a guy, I think, here's the match. This is something for me that's big. He looks at a marquee, a generational quarterback head-to-head, and he really gets up for this matchup this week. And there's an added wrinkle to it, and here's why I think. There was a lot of people, even in through everything that he did last year, that this offseason, they still wanted to bring Brady to town. You know,
right.
They wanted Brady in Nashville. They wanted Tannehill out. They felt like he was a flash in the pan. They thought he was going to go back and be exactly what he was in Miami and be not very good. I think that Tannehill has a little something, a chip on his shoulder when he plays against one of the old guard guys. Whether it's Breeze, Rivers, Brady, Ben, somebody like that. You feel what I'm saying here? Like, these history guys, these lineage guys, these generational guys, I'm here to show them, not that necessarily that I belong with them, but I don't. Do they respect me the way they respect real, like, guys that have done it before for a long time that were drafted, that were drafted super, super, super high? He was the eighth pick or something like that, I think, but were guys that were supposed to be the next one.
And does Tannehill even get the respect on par with, you know, the Mahomes and Wilsons of the world? And he's got better numbers than both of them over the last 15 weeks since he became the starter and took over from Mariota. So there's that question. There's the question about the comparison to the old guard quarterbacks. And this is why I fear this being a one-score game, and it's not a knock on Ben, it's just what Tannehill has been. I fear the Titans being the last team with the ball, and again, not because of any problems with the Steelers' defense even. It's just this guy has been that good, and I think the football world in general, but even us here in Pittsburgh prepping for this game this week, may have lost sight of that to an extent.
Yeah, and nobody, if you read all the things on Tannehill, and here's why I think he's very good in that one-drive situation that you've laid out for us, Chris, is everything that you read on him, he is a progression guy. He's a guy where it's calm in the pocket, it's not rushed, and he has this innate ability, and that's what's why when he got away from Adam Gase, he sort of was able to thrive through this. He will hit the number four guy in the progression the same as the hot route guy. It's fine with him. Nothing moves too fast. He just seems to be able to keep finding the open guy. And people who watch him say, my gosh, if you watch tape of him, you'll see on the tape, like the guy that he eventually finds is 7 yards open every single time, even if it's his third read. And he does that as good, if not better, than anybody in the NFL. So when you're looking at chaos happening around him, he's able to kind of block that all out. Still, though, it's tough for me, again, in what you laid out, because everybody's predicting this is going to be a very close game. So the scenario that you laid out very well could come true. It's tough for me to bet against Ben, especially because there will be no noise factor. There'll be no communication factor. You won't be on the road, even though Steeler fans would overtake that building anyway. That communication right. with ease, and the way that I think Ben is a better guy at the scrimmage line than Tannehill. So if it comes down to ball in your hand last, I have an impossible time betting against Ben with all those factors.
I have a hard time betting against Ben, too, because, again, he's got a history of doing this over the course of his career. But we haven't really we haven't had to see it yet this year. Maybe this is the perfect timing for it. Maybe this is when we completely shake the rust off, as we've continued to trot that analogy out over and over again over the course of the first 6.5 weeks of the season. Maybe this is just what Ben needs to fine-tune everything, is the necessity of having to go 75 yards and punch it into the end zone as the last quarterback to touch the football to win a game. I'd love to see it, and I still believe he can do it, but we haven't had to see it from him yet, and we've seen it from Tannehill on what feels like a week-after-week basis, even this year, in their 5-0 start. So, look, I have a hard time to come back to this, to bet against Ben as well, but I don't like the idea of Tannehill being the last guy to end up with the football in his hands. Not, again, through any disconcerting nature of the Steelers' defense. It's not because of that. It's not because of Ben. It's just Tannehill's just been that damn good when he's had those opportunities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.